What did you see on that last offensive play when you throw the ball to Ingram in the end zone?
Yeah, you know, it's tough. You don't have, you know, there's not a whole lot of great fourth and goals from the 10 plays, but you know, try to get him. Had him on a corner route. The guy was playing, you know, outside leverage. Just try to back shoulder it and give him a chance. You know, got, you know, in the end zone, and you know, there was some contact, you know, being made. I don't know. Tough to know if it's, you know, worth the call or not. Try to just put it up high and have a chance to make a play, and obviously we just didn't make it.
Were you given an explanation on that play?
No, you know, no explanation.
How much more difficult is that play after getting pushed back 5 yards?
Yeah, I mean, obviously you have more options, you know, from the five. In the five, we, you know, had a different play called. Where you get four guys in the end zone, five guys in the end zone with your back, possibly. From the 10, it's just tough to get everybody in the end zone with routes and you know, things going. So, you know, yeah, I mean, unfortunate. I had the false start. You know, I don't, you know, it's a tough situation. I don't blame Bobby. You know, at home, just loud. You know, center Brett Jones couldn't hear me call the cadence. You don't think that happened at now, but I guess when you only won two games, you got a lot of Eagles fans, and they were loud, and we couldn't hear the cadence. That's why we jumped off sides.
Does that bother you that they're all the Eagles fans?
It bothers me in the sense where I don't blame our fans. It just bothers me in the sense that you know, that's the way that this season's turned out, and we didn't do our part. That you're playing late in the year, and you know, where it doesn't. You're not playing for a spot in the playoffs, and so you know, bothers me from that sense.
The receiver group has taken a lot of injuries this season. How impressed have you been with the guys, with the way guys like Sterling and Tavares have stood up, especially in games like today?
Yeah, I thought the receivers made some outstanding plays today, and you know Tavares, Roger Lewis, you know, Sterling and Evan have been playing great. So I thought we threw the ball well. You know, again, going against a, you know, really good defense, great front four, and guys made some plans. We had a good plan. Started off fast, went right down there. Had a couple double moves. The guys, some scramble things. Did pretty good on third down. So, you know, and then we had some great, you know, run after catch individual efforts. Sterling on the touchdown, TK on the touchdown. So, you know, proud of the ways the guys competed and have hung in there and kept working, and they're making some plays.
Eli, can you take something out just out of the fact that the improvement that you were in the game, and yeah, I know there are no moral victories in the game, but
right.
Nonetheless.
Yeah, you know, just proud of the way the guys are competing. You know, there's been no quit, you know, from the guys, and you know, they work hard, they practice hard. You know, we're being creative, you know, whether it's the coaches or players coming up with ideas, being creative, doing some different things. Obviously, some are working, some aren't, but, you know, we had some good stuff today. And, you know, it's fun when you feel like you have a great plan and some of the stuff, you know, the stuff works and you make some plays. And so just happy the way the guys, you know, guys are, you know, keeping their head up and competing and playing hard.
This is by far your best statistical performance of the season. What was different in your mind for you?
You know, I think we had a good plan for, you know, how they were going to play, and guys, you know, guys did a good job getting the ball, getting open. You know, they covered us up a few times, but, you know, we had a good plan to get the ball out quickly, you know, which we did, kind of playing fast with some tempo stuff, you know, and just, you know, let, you know, I think that confused them a little bit, hit some guys in stride, hit some guys running. So, you know, I think we just had, you know, had a good plan. Guys were winning, and you know, that's fun when that happens.
Over the past 2 weeks, how impressed have you been with the development of Wayne Gallman, who's gotten some extended chances?
Yeah, I thought Wayne's been making some plays. So you know, runs hard. Had a couple of nice runs today. Had some nice catches, and you know, making some guys miss. So you know, we got to be creative, keep finding ways for him to get some touches, and you know, ready for him to break a long one.
I said he talked about how close he came to what he thought might be the best team in the NFC. Do you take that away as well?
You know, I, at this point, I mean, I don't know if you take it, you know, much away from it. I think, you know, we'd like to get the win, you know. Hey, I think you take away, you know, hey, we're competing. We're doing some, you know, moving the ball offensively, doing some good things. You know, we just got to keep working, keep finding ways to finish, though. And, you know, we're close. You're there at the 5-yard line. You know, you want to be in those situations, and we expect to make those plays next time.
Eli, did you notice the fans chant, the Eagles fans chanting defense in the fourth quarter?
No, I didn't notice any chants going on, but did notice it was loud at times when we had the ball.
Eli, John Mara said during the owners' meetings earlier in the week that he does want to see you back next year. Did you see that, and do you have any reaction to that?
Yeah, I did. I did see that. Hey, I want to be back next year as well. And so, again, I love playing for the New York Giants. Love this organization. Appreciate everything they've done for me, and I try to give back everything that I have to this organization and to this team. And so, I hope to be back as well.
Were you pleased that you guys were able to execute a game plan where you can demonstrate that you still have it, that this team can compete and be in a game at the end to win with the way you want to play?
Well, I like the game plan. I think, we got some guys. Hey, we got guys banged up. We got some new faces, and I think this style playing, a lot of up tempo, playing fast. Gives us a great opportunity to be successful. It helps out the offensive line going against the front four, gets them tired, keeps them from substituting a lot. We can play fast. Receivers, have been with these guys for a while. They know the routes and giving them opportunities to get open. So, I still know I can play at a high level, make plays and make throws and win football games. And, it's good to go out there and make some nice plays.
Does playing at a higher tempo allow the receivers to get into something of a rhythm?
I think it can just throw a little bit of confusion out to the defense. And so they're kind of trying to get lined up and figure out what covers they're playing. And our guys know exactly what their route is. And so they can just play fast and have an idea what the routes are, what's coming. And you're going to just catch defense by surprise a little bit. I think it's helps the receivers, I think it's more helping the offensive line just get a little jump start when you get a defensive line that's not ready, so they're not firing off the ball quite as fast.
On the first touchdown pass to Tavares King, the post corner, is it something you saw pre-read, or is that the designated play that you ran?
That was the called play, and. We'd run these kind of, for the first play of the game, hit these little quick slants. And last time we played them, we hit a bunch of them. We hit two in the first series, and then we came out with kind of that little slant and go. And, we hit two of them. Hit one to Roger Lewis on the left, came back, hit one to TK on the right. So it was good to get those, have those work.